The First Victim by Ridley Pearson. Copyright 1999 by Ridley Pearson. And performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Dedication. In conducting research for the Pied Piper and the First Victim, I learned that some 40,000 infant girls are abandoned to orphanages each year in China. This novel is dedicated to Seattle's New Hope Child and Family Agency and all such adoption agencies around the world. Chapter 1. Puget Sound, Washington. It came off the northern Pacific as if driven by a witch's broom. The remnants of Typhoon Mary, which had killed 117 in Japan, left 6,000 homeless in Siberia, and flooded the western Aleutians for the first time in 62 years. In the ocean's open waters, it drove seas to 30 feet with its 85-mile-per-hour winds, dumping 3 inches of rain an hour and barreling toward Victoria Island, the San Juan Islands, and the largest estuary in North America, known on charts as Puget Sound. It headed for the city of Seattle as if it had picked its course off a map, and it caused the biggest rush on plywood and chipboard that King County had ever seen. In the partially protected waters west of Elliott Bay, 1 nautical mile beyond the established shipping lanes that feed Seattle's east waterway docklands, the pitch-black night was punctured by the harsh illumination of shipboard spotlights that in clear weather might have reached a half mile or more, but failed to stretch even 100 yards in the dismal deluge that had once been Mary. The freighter, Visage, a container ship, rose and sank in 15-foot swells, rain drumming decks stacked 40 feet high with freight cars. The Asian crew followed the orders of the bosun, who commanded a battery-operated megaphone from an upper deck, instructing them to make ready. The huge ship pitched and yawed and rolled port to starboard, threatening to dump its top-heavy cargo. The crew had been captured inside Mary's wrath for the last 300 nautical miles, 3 impossibly long days and nights.